Oh, day one was very exciting. Arriving on the farm, it looked totally different to how it does today. It was a wilderness, and I was a young, fresh-faced, excited person who was incredibly naive, but loved every minute of it.
You woke up one morning and thought, okay, dream's true. I am a farmer. This is what I wanted.
Yeah, I mean, I living in the caravan and starting off very, very small and building the business and having that naivety and enthusiasm actually got me through it, because if I wasn't naive, I probably never would have started it in the first place. And when I look back now, I watched a part of the first episode the other day, and you don't really know how far you've come until you compare it to something. And it's down to my wife is extremely strong, motivated person, but also a great team we've built up around us. And you compare it and think, God, I can't believe there's trees growing through there. That was all grass and all the rest of it. So it's funny that you suddenly think, actually, yeah, we've built a business up and we are farming. We're here now. And it's only when you look back you suddenly realise that.
Where you and I are sitting right now was fairly derelict, wasn't it?
Well, we had pigs in this bit, yeah. Where we're sitting right now. It's the restaurant.
It looks different. It looks nice.
It smells better. But we had we had pigs here. And that bit of the restaurant down here, the lower part, I remember we had our first litter born in there. It was a pig called Ethel. I remember she had her first litter. And, it's very strange. And we've built on it and built on and invested and changed it greatly. But I have great fond memories. And a lot of the old faces are still here. And one of my favourites, obviously, is Dolly.
What a character.
Unbelievable.
Ipswich through and through.
You can't, if you were to write that character for a book, you just couldn't come up with it. Dolly Hodges is one of Ipswich's, one of Suffolk's greats. He was once described as a landlocked pirate, which I thought was genius. But he's brilliant. He's down at the pond fishing with the kids throughout the week and stuff like that. He's fantastic.
Early days, we'll come back to what's happening this weekend, but early days, I remember watching the TV show, and every episode, Michaela seemed to be crying at the end of it. And it was like, where is this? This isn't going to last.
Yeah, we still have lots of ups and downs, like running any business. And those early years, they were full of happiness and tears. There's a real sort of yin-yang. And I remember when she was commuting into London, because she still worked at London in the early days, and I used to drop her off at Ipswich Station, and I used to drive back and drive across the field so I could wave to her as she went past on the train. And I'd wave, and I couldn't see her, and she could see me, but she'd stand up and wave back. And all the other commuters were like, she's crackers.
So this weekend then, 10-year bash. Do you pinch yourself 10 years on? Is it like, you know, cliche, but has it flown by?
It has absolutely flown by. And you just think, actually, 10 years is a long time. But it's been great. We've had some fantastic experiences and lots of sort of milestones in the business have moved along, and it's been wonderful. And the great thing is that we've built a community around the farm, not only with the general public, the customers, but also the people that work here. There's 30 full-time people that work here, and so there's a real good atmosphere.
Okay, so live music this weekend, obviously food. And a real party atmosphere.
Yeah, that's the whole point. I mean, Saturday and then through to Saturday night, there's loads of food, there's big hog roast, we've got the restaurant and all the rest of it, but we've got lots of bands, live music throughout the day, throughout the evening, and we've got a fire juggler on Saturday night, which would be very good. And then on Sunday, it's more music again, but it finishes around, say, 4, 5 o'clock, something like that.
One thing we didn't think, I guess you didn't think you'd be saying 10 years ago, was next week my new series starts on the telly.
Yeah. Yeah, the TV side of things. I mean, that was totally new to me, and because it was a documentary made about the farm, and the TV sort of was a side shoot to it. And I'm with Channel 4 now, but I was originally with the BBC, and the BBC was a fantastic experience because the filming and the farm have really gone hand in hand because they're interconnected. I've been lucky enough to make lots of programmes about food production and farming in the UK and around the world. And there's a new chapter now in terms of Channel 4, and the big new series starts on Tuesday, where I take on Tesco.
It's a bit of a challenge, isn't it? One yeah. man taking on them?
Well, it is, really, and I do a lot of work with the Tesco's at Cop Dock. There's some brilliant characters there as well. It's about getting free-range food that's affordable to the masses, and that's an idea that Tesco's said, okay, we're going to work with you on this. And when they said that, I suddenly thought, oh my God, I've got to do it now. And once I stopped crying and finished a bottle of whiskey, I was like, right, we can actually do this. It's a great series. There's some really interesting aspects to it.